Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's September 30, 2013, and this is episode 389. We're still in Iceland this week with the third of a travelogue series to cover my first tour there a few weeks ago from August 25 to September 5, 2013. We had an amazing time with beautiful light, beautiful scenery and a great group to travel with. It was a very special trip to kick off my Iceland tours with. We pick up the trail on the morning of August 31 as we changed vehicles to a large off-road bus and made our way to the Þórsmörk Valley. We forded probably around 15 rivers to where we'd leave our bus and hiked another 20 minutes or so into the valley. As amazing as the locations we visited were, this was probably the only spot that many of the group had problems making something of, including me. We could see that it had potential, and I'm looking forward to revisiting this spot next year, but probably one of my best shots from this location was with my partner for this trip, Tim Vollmer, sitting on a rock at the edge of the valley, as we see here. That evening, we drove quite a way east to where we'd spend the following four nights, and we were treated with a beautiful view of the aurora, which was an amazing experience and a bonus, as I hadn't expected to see this so early in the season. I had initially selected a few shots from this first night when we saw them, but we were treated to an even more spectacular show a few nights later, so we'll look at a couple of shots from that night at the end of this episode. The next morning, we visited the Jökulsárlón Lagoon that is filled with icebergs from the Vatnajökull Glacier. During our stay here, we would make multiple visits to the lagoon to shoot the icebergs and the nearby beach to photograph the ice that often washed up on the beach. It's always nice to visit a location multiple times, and as is often the case, my best shots of the ice on the beach were from the second day. Here's a shot from our first day in this area, though, of a hole in one of the icebergs in the lagoon. You can also see the glacier and the mountains in the background here. To maintain the beautiful blue in the ice, I just brought out some of the detail in this shot with Nik Software's Color Effects Pro. I usually add a little bit of details extractor and tonal contrast filters, as I did here. Note too that composition-wise, although it's rarely a good idea to put something like that hole in the iceberg smack in the middle of the frame, sometimes it can work quite well. Remember that rules are good to help guide your composition, but there are really no rules in photography that should be followed to the letter. Later on the same day, we called in to a derelict farm just down the road from our hotel. Tim told us that when people leave a building like this, they have to just vacate it rather than demolishing the building. So there are some great opportunities like this. Again, this was one of those times when I was seeing in black and white. I knew that there was enough texture in that heavy sky to really pop in black and white. So as I did here, I was including a lot of sky in my images. Working with a group of 14 photographers, we can of course get in each other's way sometimes, but we set rules like approaching a location together for a while, and then we just use a little bit of common sense to try to be aware of where the other people's cameras are pointing as we shoot. And in general, we all manage to get our shots. I say this now because I remember waiting for one of the group members to walk just back a few paces before I was able to get this shot. The following morning, we went back to the beach where the ice from the lagoon sometimes gets beached, and I got a couple of shots that I was happy with, this being the first one. This was just a lone block of ice, probably about the size that would be classed as a growler in actual iceberg technical terms, because they seem to growl as they rumble along the hull of an ice-strengthened vessel. This is a sound that disturbed me on my first voyage to Antarctica in 2011, but I really learned to enjoy the sound on my three consecutive expeditions down there in 2012. It almost became a lullaby as I lay back in my bunk at night, and the bang as we hit a growler with the bow, and then the rumble as it worked its way down the hull, became almost a comforting sound. For this shot, I used an ND8 and an ND400 filter stacked together for just under 12 stops of darkness, so that I could get a shutter speed down to 30 seconds. I was shooting almost straight into the sun here, so I had to stop all the way down to F22 and used ISO 50 to get even just 30 seconds. But it was enough to make the sea smooth over to this satin look that we see here. I placed the reflection of the sun directly behind the ice so that it created almost a halo, and again, this is one of those times when I decided to bullseye the main subject smack in the middle of the frame. In this next shot, I got some nice clouds and beautiful texture in the ice, so despite the fact that I would lose some of the blue, I decided to go black and white again, and I felt it suited this shot more than colour. I love looking at this shot full screen, and I'm looking forward to printing this too very soon, because the light and texture in these chunks of ice is really special. It's one of my favourite shots from the trip. Because there was slightly less reflection in this one, I was able to bring the aperture down to f18 and left the ISO at 50 for the same shutter speed of 30 seconds. I shot another image shortly after this that some people in the group preferred, but this is my favourite. You can see all 50 of my selects from my Iceland portfolio, though, that is linked under the portfolios menu at martinbaileyphotography.com if you're interested in taking a look. After the morning shoot, we hired two Zodiacs, the inflatable boats that we use down in Antarctica, and had an exciting ride out to the face of the glacier. This was heaps of fun, as it was high enough wind that the water was very choppy, so we were thrown around a little and took a lot of spray too. We were provided with full body suits, so we didn't get wet, but we had to be careful with our cameras, of course, especially those that didn't have fully weatherproof gear. I didn't select any of my images from this ride for my final selection, but there was a beautiful rainbow and it was a wonderful experience. A few people took photos of the group as we walked back from where we boarded the Zodiacs, and there was a grin as big as Cheshire Cats on everybody's faces. After lunch, we drove down the road some and stopped at the beautiful old church that we see in this photograph with grass growing on its roof. There are grave mounds and crosses in the grounds of the church, and a beautiful tree with berries, seemingly doing okay in the short Icelandic summer. Not far from the church is the glacier at Skaftafell, which we walked up to on the side of the valley, and I got this shot of the incredible view looking out across the glacier. You can see the streaks of moraine, and also in this shot you can see the four people that were hiking across the top of the glacier. Again, I brought out some of the detail with Color Effects Pro, but I actually had to drop a control point over the people to tone down their bright colours, even though they're still quite bright in this final image. Continuing the adventurous theme, the following day on September 3, we drove out to the Hoffel Farm, which is about 19 kilometres from the lovely seaside town of Hob, this time for an ATV ride. All-terrain vehicles are like four-wheel motorcycles or buggies, and they are heaps of fun to ride. There are rules to be followed to ensure our safety, of course, like no overtaking until we're told otherwise, and you should never overtake the leader. But once we left the glacier at the farthest point of our drive, we were allowed to play a little and overtook and it raced and, you know, not crazily, but enough to make it a lot of fun on our way back to the farm. We had a great time with this and I can't wait to do it again next year. After the ATVs, we drove further north trying to spot reindeer to photograph, as they apparently come down from the highlands in September because the hunting season is over. But our search was in vain. We couldn't find any reindeer, but we did find some lovely horses in a paddock, which we took advantage of, as we see in this shot. The tough Icelandic horses have beautiful manes, and the wind adds the drama for some lovely shots. That night, we were treated to that second aurora show that I mentioned earlier, so let's look at a couple more shots before we finish. Here we can see the curtain-like aurora spreading across the sky in green and yellow, but with a beautiful purple tint along the top. It's not very prominent here, but because the aurora was so bright. But you can probably also just make out the Milky Way running vertically down the right third of the photo. Settings-wise, I used the same settings that I used for photographing the Milky Way in Namibia earlier this year. The aperture was set to f4, ISO 3200 for 25 seconds. 25 seconds is the point where the stars just start to elongate, so unless you're doing longer star trails, it's better to keep your shutter speed at or below 25 seconds. Shortly before this particular shot, I actually had to dial back the ISO a little because the aurora got so bright they were starting to overexpose. With two nights before this being the first time I'd ever seen the aurora with my own eyes, realizing a childhood dream of mine, I was standing here looking up with tears in my eyes. This really was such an awesome experience. In this next shot, it almost felt as though the entire sky was on fire. I was awestruck. As far as processing these images goes, these are some of the few shots from the trip that I didn't run through Color Effects Pro or Silver Effects Pro. These are raw files that I enhance slightly in Lightroom. I start with a good base as usual, exposing to the right, so that the aurora were just under the point where the brightest part of them would start to blow out or become overexposed. Then I added plus 25 contrast, plus 12 highlights, plus 30 on the white slider, and plus 50 clarity in Lightroom. This all gives the image the pop that it had as I looked up at this scene with my own eyes. Note too that I shot this, as with most of my images, with the white balance set to the daylight preset. As you know, I just don't like auto white balance, and with this much green in the shot, much of it would have been cancelled out by auto white balance, and I definitely didn't want that. I also didn't need to do anything additional with regards to noise reduction. At ISO 3200, the 5D Mark III does just fine. So that's it for this episode. We'll wrap up the series next week with the final part, with all of the images from the final day as we drove back to Reykjavik, stopping at a number of iconic locations, getting some lovely shots to finish the tour with. Again, note that we are now taking bookings for the 2014 Iceland tour, which will be run from September 22 to October 3, 2014. And these are great dates, as the days will be shorter. And like I say, although I wasn't expecting aurora on these trips, I now know that this gives us a better chance of seeing those aurora without eating too much into our sleep time. It'd be great to see you there, so do take a look at the details of the Iceland tour. You can get there, I'll put a link into the show notes, and there's a link on the blog. The blog post, as usual, is the episode number with mbp.ac/episode number. So you just have to type that into a browser, or go over to martinbaileyphotography.com and you can find all of the episodes on the top page there. And the Iceland tour is under tours and workshops at the top menu there, but also there's a short link, mbp.ac/Iceland2014, if you're interested in taking a look. So thanks very much for joining us today. Remember that you can find me on Google+, Twitter and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, that final part of the Iceland series. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.